I believe he was still 15 or 16.
Yeah, well, anyway, he rode horses that won $2 million, over $2 million.
That's just unbelievable, someone that young makes.
Well, he was dedicated. He had known, I saw something on television about him, and then I read in Time magazine, they wrote him up in Time magazine, and of course, he didn't ride that horse that I was swapping subjects. He didn't ride the horse that won the Triple Crown, another man, a foreign rider. You know, you have to be little to ride horses.
I guess if you weigh more than 120 pounds or so, you know where you can ride.
Well, I don't know, they give them handicaps, you know. I don't know, but I know this little fellow was wondering if he would grow up to be too big to ride, and he was trying to win as many horses before he did his drawings.
That's like, a child actor or a child prodigy with a musical instrument. You wonder if he'll still, when he grows up, still be successful in his
trade. One night last week, Bill Crosby, is that the Negro Man calls it? Was emceeing for Johnny Carson, and he had a little girl, she said she was in the sixth grade, a little actress, on there with him. And I pledge you my word, she was an intelligent little thing. She had a magnificent vocabulary. And if she wasn't cute, she wasn't the least bit excited about being on the Tonight Show. She just was herself.
I guess so. Spent a lot of time with her, taking a lot of time.
She had been around studios, and they asked her about going to school, and they said, well, when she was in anything, that they had classes for them, and that they had to attend their classes in the mornings, and then the afternoons they do their work.
It's amazing. Oh, you're talking about your father and his work. Did he go to college? You remember about
mm-mm,
his education?
Mm-mm. He didn't even finish high school. He had to quit and go to work. See, his father died when he was just 2.5 years old. And one brother was younger than he, and the sisters, two sisters were older. And he quit school, I guess, I don't know, he probably went through the eighth grade.
You normally think of must have been rather intelligent, because you think of, you know, insurance salesman as a job that requires a...
It would now, beginning.
And your mother, was she just a housewife? Or?
Yes. She had never had a bank account or written a check until after Papa died. And we opened an account for her, and I had written checks ever since I'd started teaching. I've had a bank account at the First Alabama Bank. It was the Selma National Bank. I've had a bank account there since 24, when I came back here to teach.
Quite a long time.
I opened my account there, and when they went over to First Alabama Bank, I told Roger, the president of the bank now, I said, Roger, you did it too late in life for me. I don't think I'll ever learn the name.
First Alabama, is this the same First Alabama in Montgomery?
They're talking about this one bank in Selma that's the independent, People's Bank and Trust Company. And they advertise, that's one of their big ads, that they're not a chain. Oh, Union National in Montgomery does the same thing. They advertise that they're big enough to take care of you, but not too big to be friendly.
Would your mother have gone to college? Or?
My mother probably would have gone to college if her folks could have afforded it. But Judson was about the only thing nearby enough. And